This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. The U.S. military has been scrambling to evacuate Americans from Kabul, Afghanistan's capital, flying them out of the airport there. Thousands of panicked Afghans are trying to get out of the country. U.S. soldiers fired warning shots as they struggle to manage the chaotic evacuation. The Taliban's in control of most of Afghanistan now. U.S. military veterans are watching all of this, one calling it heartbreaking. AP correspondent Sagar Magani with this.
For one Afghan veteran who first deployed there 3 months after 9/11, there's sadness over what's happened 20 years later.
It's kind of mind-blowing. I mean, it gets to you.
William B. was 19 when he first flew into Afghanistan on Christmas 2001, one of the first Marines on the ground, eager to get his shot at Al-Qaeda. Then he felt lucky. After three more deployments, B. just wanted to get his Marines home. And now,
kind of heartbreaking,
watching the Taliban march into Kabul and Americans flee the embassy after lowering the U.S. flag.
To see all that happen, everything being erased like an etch-a-sketch.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
Republicans say President Biden has failed in Afghanistan, but Secretary of State Tony Blinken says President Biden's decision to get out of Afghanistan was the right thing to do.
If the president had decided to stay, all gloves would have been off. We would have been back at war with the Taliban. They would have been attacking our forces. We would have had 2,500 or so forces remaining in the country with air power. I don't think that would have been sufficient to deal with what we're seeing, which is an offensive across the entire country.
Secretary Blinken was on ABC's This Week. Almost 1,300 people now known dead after Haiti's earthquake on Saturday. Tropical Storm Fred could make landfall by tonight along the Florida Panhandle. This is AP News. Now to those fake COVID vaccination cards. Here's the AP's Julie Walker with what one lawmaker is doing about the fake cards.
The Senate's top Democrat says federal law enforcement officials need to crack down on fake COVID vaccine cards being sold online. Senator Chuck Schumer's announcement comes after the Associated Press reported how people are cheating the system. Schumer is demanding U.S. Customs and Border Protection and the FBI team up with HHS to launch a crackdown on the counterfeit cards.
Some people, rather than get the vaccine, which is free, are paying money for a fake card and risking prosecution because it's against the law. Who could be that dumb?
He wants the Justice Department to prioritize cases involving fake vaccine cards and is pushing officials to work harder to find counterfeit cards being sent from overseas. Julie Walker, New York.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.